Phillips and Pupiera, the Surgeon Care. Today's date is 01-28-2026. Dictation is for Miss Sienna Gallo. Gallo spells G-A-L-O-W. Sienna spells S-I-E-N-N-A. Date of birth is 09-05-2009. And this is a 16-year-old child accompanied by mom here with back pain, period. The child indicated that pain has been going on for approximately... one month or so. She denies recent trauma. She said she had an accident several years ago where she suffered a fracture in her pelvic. Period. Mom said the child has been doing powerlifting and noticed pain increase with powerlifting. Period. Next paragraph. Review of symptoms. Denies bladder or bowel dysfunction. Denies weakness or numbness in the lower extremities. Next paragraph. Past medical history. Past surgical history. Social history. Family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs as follows: O2 status 96% at room air. Blood pressure 114/68. Pulse 82. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.3. PNS paragraph back. Tenderness about patient in region of L4, L5, and L5 S1. Period. Next paragraph. No step off. No crepitus with range of motion. She has full range of motion with some discomfort and flexion. Period. Next paragraph. No muscle atrophy. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3. Cranial nerves 2/10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Deep tendon reflexes of the knee are hyperreflexive on the left. Normal reflex on the right. No muscle rigidity is present. Next paragraph. HENT, normal S paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, pre-S paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory effort, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, pre-S paragraph, abdomen, non-distended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, pre-S paragraph. Assessment and plan, assessment number one is lumbar radiculopathy, number 2, back pain, number 3, lumbar spine, number 4, non-specific abnormality on x-ray. Next paragraph, MRI was ordered for better clarification of an abnormality seen on L4. Next line, patient was given the following medication. Okay, Toradol 15.15 milligrams IM. On completion of this medication, she was observed for approximately 20 minutes and reevaluated to report improvement in her pain. Next paragraph. Patient was given restriction of school to use the elevator for going up and down stairs. And to monitor her lifting, she was advised, mom was advised to buy a back brace whenever she does powerlifting, but to be very cautious, period. Next paragraph. She was given the opportunity to ask questions and said they have none. Patient was discharged with the following medication, Mobix 7.5 milligram, 1 PO, QAM, with food or milk for 30 days, number 30. Strongly encouraged to come back to the clinic if worse. Go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of the patient.
Box is list and our list and the sign out. You make them the sign out.